Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Queens in the Morning. One of these days, Stephanie's gonna unmute herself.
Yeah, I guess did. I was trying to get to my phone. I realized I was on mute because I was playing music this morning, and I was blowing my nose. But thank you, Delia, for stepping in right on time. Good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday, October 13th. Already October 13th is Tuesday. 2020, and we are, I'm your host, Stephanie Beer, a.k.a. Laker Girl, and I'm here with my sisters, the Queen, Queen Real Delia. Good morning to you.
Good morning. 21 days till Election Day. Vote early.
Guys. And if you could walk them in, that would be good, or just make sure you get a receipt, you know, get that number that's
exactly.
They write on that ballot, and that for sure you can track your vote. Good morning to you, Queen Georgia Brown Shiva. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. And definitely vote. Your vote has always counted, and don't let anybody tell you anything differently.
That's right. Good morning to you, Queen Rich Shiva.
Good morning, everyone. Took care of my vote, so hopefully you out there as well will do the same.
All right. Congratulations. And as of October 11th, we are back. The Lakers have taken over the reins again. Every millennial, if you think about it, 2000, Kobe and Shaq, 2010, Kobe and Paul Gasol, 2020, LeBron James and Anthony Davis bring it back home. Congratulations to the Lakers. I'm so happy, you guys. Yeah, it was a good day on Sunday. Although I've been battling some issues, but that made our day, both our days, my daughter's, mine. So the Lakers, you know, they bringing it back home. Every decade, think about it. That's what we do. You know, so now we're tied. Some of these Lakers songs are horrible. I cannot find a great one. Only mine. Let me find my clip.
Gonna have
I gotta pay some respect to the Lakers, you guys.
Gonna have
Don't
a
be mad, Gab.
I'm happy for the Lakers. My son is very happy because he's a Lakers fan. So I'm happy for them. I'm happy for all the Lakers fans that you all got your victory. And
yes,
President Obama tweeted out congratulations to King James LeBron.
I'm happy because it gives, you know, it was the Kobe for me for this year. Other than that, y'all know how I feel about him.
I'm just happy that we brought him back. I wish it was for Kobe, even though he's not here. It was for Kobe. I just wish he was here. If you see my shirt, I got my Kobe shirt on today, you guys. Kobe Bryant, miss him. I'm still in grieving him, and I still can't believe the fact that he's gone. But he helped us win this championship. The Heat, I got to give it up to Miami Heat because they gave the Lakers the business. You know, the Lakers came out, whooped their ass the first two games, which was great, but the Heat came back that one game and let it be known, look, we're not bowing down. So I have to give it to, you know, Jimmy Butler, who was a great player on that team, and the other players on there. But the Lakers are just a better team. They should have won, and I hope they keep it going. I really do. I hope they keep it going. I hope we're able to open back up and, you know, and get to go to Laker games again. I really miss that. Congratulations to the Lakers. Let me see. This is my promo right here.
Laker girl here. You know I love me some Lakers. And I talk Lakers, only Lakers, every Sunday at 7 p.m. Pacific here on the J. King Network.
Thanks, Lynn. Shout out to Lynn. You know, I haven't heard that in like a year or so. I haven't done my show, Everything Lakers. Been on a hiatus. I do need to get back to it. Eventually I will, but just got other things that's pending. All right, you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in this morning. Share this on Periscope. Good morning, Gary Tennant. Good morning, Jasmine. Good morning, everybody who's on the board. Let's quickly, we got some, today is Hot Topic Tuesday. We have Trivia Thursday, so this is Hot Topic Tuesday. I want to talk about, I know, Delia, you have something that you want to bring, Good Morning Beehive, to the table this morning.
Right.
But, you know, we talked about my great Lakers, which is great, but you know we got to get it in about Agent Orange. Just a little segment. We'll give him a little hype, you know, give him a little. But the crybaby that this man is displaying each and every day, the sociopath is just on display for us. Dump Trump, right, Gary Finney? Dump Trump. Because we, what, how many days, Delia, did you say? That was a little
21 mad. Days, 3 weeks from today.
Mm. Wow. Okay. So everybody
yeah.
still get out there and vote.
Hopefully it's decisive enough that it doesn't have to take a long time to let him and all the Trump supporters know that his time is up.
This time is definitely up, I believe. Less than 21 days, voting is open now, as Jasmine says, as you guys all mentioned. Voting is open. You know, I'm not a Democrat or I'm not a demonic Democrat or a racist Republican, but I am not voting for Trump because he just showed his ass. I can't deal with the narcissistic, the sociopath behavior that he displayed. I can't. Is done, you know, this yeah. man is something is he's sick. He's sick. So he needs to go. I believe this what is good morning, Bofa Bright. Bofa Bright is in the chat room, and I believe I just opened up the mic for Mr. Narcissistic himself, Reese. Good morning, Reese Hopkins. Reese, you pressed the number one. I opened up your mic, 703-595. I believe that's Reese. Oh,
while we're waiting for that person. We're waiting for that person to talk.
Yes.
What I'm wondering is, how do people fall for this COVID thing that he's saying? There is no one who has COVID who gets over it in 3 days.
Yeah.
Right.
So...
The same people who believe that he's the healthiest president that we've ever had, and that you know that the doctors said that he had the best physical that he's ever seen, and all this other old crazy stuff that he likes to say.
But you know, that's minor in the face of you sitting there. It's a slap in the face of these people who have 217,000 people who have died, whatever the number may
right.
be. That's a slap in the face to each one of those families and to the people who've died and people who have recovered and have actually gone through this to sit there and sit up there and lie. Either you have it or you don't. But you don't sit there and play And after 3 days, oh, he's cured. Hannah, you know what? How you going to do that? And how you going to be that
stupid?
Because
he doesn't care. He does not have feelings. He does not have emotions. This man does not care about anyone but himself. He don't even care about his son, his kids, or anything. He don't really care about those people. He only care about himself. Look at what he is displaying. He cannot help himself. This man is for real. He wanted to put on a Superman shirt. Somebody please explain. Please say that is fake news.
How the hell he going to fit in one first? How he going to squeeze in one? This little boy, how the hell is he going to squeeze into it? You know, come on.
It would make more sense for him to put on a Santa Claus costume. And he ain't nobody's Santa
well
Claus.
Grab a sheet.
He'll be the right size.
No, just put his sheet on. That's perfect. Just put his white sheet on, and that'll fit.
Oh my
I don't
God.
Have nothing else to say. He's just pure evil.
And the people who support him. How do you support a liar? I mean, that is like the biggest disrespect that you can give.
He is, you know, he is God. Let me play this. They said all these black people, right, supposed to be voting for Trump. Well, we know Reese is press number one. I know that's a phone number. So he's not talking, but I want you guys to see this clip. Jimmy Kimmel.
People who support Trump. The truth is, these are people who were paid to be at the event. They had their travel expenses covered in exchange for showing up, putting on the T-shirt. Trump spoke only for 18 minutes, but he did make sure to bring up his favorite thing to say whenever he sees a black person.
The fact is that I've done more for the black community than any president since Abraham Lincoln. I tell you, nobody can dispute it.
Everyone can dispute it. John Wilkes Booth would dispute it, okay? He doesn't seem to believe that he's very popular with the black community. On the campaign trail, in 2016, he said, at the end of the four years, I guarantee you I will get over 95% of the African-American vote, I promise you. Well, we're at the end of those 4 years, and we wanted to put his guarantee to the test. So we sent a camera crew out on the Hollywood Boulevard to poll African-American passersby to see if we can find anyone who will be supporting Trump at the ballot box next month. Trump said that he was going to get 95% of the African-American vote. As a black man, are you going with Trump? I absolutely
am not.
Absolutely not.
Hell no.
No,
probably not. I can't
vote
for racist.
Hell no.
No,
I'm not.
Am I voting for Trump?
Yes.
No, I'm not.
Hell no.
No, not
yet. Hell
no. No, absolutely not.
No, I'm not voting for Trump.
No, I'm not voting for Trump.
Absolutely. Is that a baby?
Yeah, this is a baby.
Is that baby with Trump, against Trump?
Against, definitely.
No.
No, I'm not voting for Trump.
No.
I ain't gonna vote for Trump.
No, I'm not voting for Trump.
Hey, I ain't voting for that dude. Are you crazy?
No.
Hell no.
He's not getting my vote, no.
Absolutely not. No, sir.
Do you know any black people who are voting for Trump?
I don't know any.
You don't know any?
Not one person.
Not one person.
Black that's sitting
there. No co-workers?
No co-workers.
You got uncles and aunties saying they're gonna vote for Trump?
No.
Mama vote for Trump?
No.
Daddy vote for Trump?
No.
Where's the church vote for Trump?
No, sir.
I remember Trump and WWE. Yeah. To me, that's what he's still doing. He's still on the Apprentice. He's still listening to the reality show. He's still at the Apprentice.
Does anybody ever tell you that you sound like Obama?
Unfortunately, yes.
You can't pay me $1 million if I'm not going for Trump.
Would you vote for Trump for $1 million?
No.
What about an Applebee's gift card?
No.
Free Wi-Fi?
Free Wi-Fi would be nice.
Free Wi-Fi.
Say you what, Dad.
I absolutely do not believe he's going to get 95% of the vote because I don't know a black man or a black woman that is going to vote for Donald Trump. And I am immersed in black people.
You ain't got a single black man.
Not a dog, not a black cat, not a black dog, not a black pit bull is going to vote for Donald Trump.
So,
he said not a black dog.
You know, Java, he comes out with this crazy shit, platinum plan, black agenda plan, 10-point plan. All this shit is fake news. Daz, I did see your question where you said that all these pop-ups chops for
Trump.
Oh, that
wasn't me. That was Jasmine.
Yes, that's very true. Go ahead, Gab. You said something?
Oh, I was saying that was Jasmine, not me. Because I think those are down south, down in L.A.
Oh, yeah, she said, yeah. I've seen the pop-ups, yeah. They're actually, I saw them by Kaylin's school, actually, where she lives, not on campus, but she lived nearby her college. And I definitely seen them out there on the corners, the pop-ups. You know, they're out there for a couple hours and then they're gone. But they do exist out there. Only Diamond and Gary Finney said, only Diamond and Silk, these black Republicans going vote for that joker. You know what? I was one of the people, I'm not going to lie, I was leaning towards Trump because I don't like Biden and Kamala. I don't like them. But I got to go with them because this man is sick. He needs help. I really believe, Gab, like we all agree probably, that he did not have COVID-19. I believe that he was sick with those mini strokes that Ben reported that he's been going through. And I think he was in the hospital for that treatment. And that's why he was, you know, ready to come out and get in the motorcade and wear a Superman shirt while he waving to his fans. So, I mean, I do believe something seriously is going on with him, but it's not the COVID. Jasmine said they if every voice plan sucks too. So yeah, that's our little time given to Agent Orange. You know, we got to give him his reality show. That's what he's made this into. It is definitely a reality show for him. He just lies. I mean,
lies.
Yeah. Woo.
Damn. So Voper Bright
isn't the captain.
He wouldn't know because they came up and slapped him.
Right, and that's the truth. He really wouldn't. And if Pinocchio was real, if that nose can grow every time he lied, that nose will be across country. That's how long his shit would be. Voper Bright is in the chat room, you guys. And you know Voper Bright talks a lot of shit. Because I had saw, when I had came back online, I saw some chat. Because when you're in the studio, he chats in the studio, and the comments stay there until someone else do their next show. So I see he was talking shit about black women. And, you know, I really don't know who Voper Bright is. I really believe Voper Bright might be a black man pretending to be a white man, like, you know, or want to be that white man or something, like, you know, Reese, you know, kind of like Reese acts as. But Voper Bright is in here, and he says, I can feel the love in the air, I guess, when we're talking about Trump. And then he says 200,000 cases of comorbidity. And then he says, I think Trump has a snotty nose, and Obama holdover tried to play it up bigger than it actually was and use it as an excuse to take him out of duty. They failed like they always do. Then he said over 99% of people with coronavirus don't even feel any symptoms. They are playing it up for panic. And then he also says Trump or Biden, one is a shit sandwich and the other is a turd burger. Question, what is the difference between beer nuts and deer nuts? Anybody? The answer is one costs $1.89, the other is just under a buck. Oh my God. Yeah, he got deer nuts. Dunnar got the answer. Dunnar said deer nuts are under a buck. I think Gunnar, are you in the, where does Gunnar live? Because I know he's, Voper Bright is in Indiana. Okay, you guys, so quick note, today, if you don't own Apple stock, you should have owned Apple stock. It is up to $125. It was lingering for weeks between 106 and 100 and, you know, maybe get up to 114. Now today is an Apple event going on at 10 o'clock today, and they're introducing four new phones, iPhone 12. They're not that expensive. So if you own Apple, and if you should own Apple stock, you guys, they did the split where people can afford Apple. So if you do not, you still can buy it at $125. The market, well, the market's already open. I haven't looked at it, but I don't know where it is now. But today is a day. If it's dropping, you might want to buy some. But today is that event. I think it's going to boost. I'm not saying a lot money, but it's definitely, yeah, I agree, Jasmine. Probably put $5 on it. Correct. And then also today is Amazon Day, Prime Day. So every,
yep.
It's a lot of things that they have 50% off on, some great things on Amazon, like some great things. Matter of fact, I had a list of things, but I know Delia wanted to go into the story. But I'll throw out a couple of things. Apple is currently at $1.23, so it actually fell $2 because it closed yesterday at $125. It's at $123. So I recommend you to buy some Apple and stay in it long term, because it's going to go up. They are introducing those four phones, and not just because of the phones, the services that they have. Like, even the things that, like, my daughter is going through, and just by the way, my daughter is doing so much better. She has not thrown up in over a week. She's eating six small increment meals a day. She's doing her therapy. She's exercising. She's back on the road to recovery, which I'm very happy. So that's a blessing. Appreciate all the prayers and everybody for my daughter. Yeah, so I'm happy about that. But I, you know, she has I bought her an iWatch, and the iWatch, of course, you know, it tracks your heartbeat. It has a fitness service on there, so she utilizes that, and it's so helpful for what she's going through right now. So she loves the watch. And it motivates her. It reminds her to get up, do this, breathe, or stand up, walk. It does all of that. So Apple services are incredible. I need to upgrade my phone. I'm like the people that they're speaking about out there. I have an iPhone 7 Plus. I have not upgraded since then. It's time to, and I'm about to. So I'm not the only one that's in that position. There's thousands of people out there that need to upgrade, and they said that's what most people do. They upgrade within 3.5-4 years your phone. So Apple stock is something you should be in for long-term, generational wealth, long-term. Okay. Delia, you had a story that
yes.
you wanted to talk about this morning. Go ahead. Take it away.
Yeah, this is almost a honey hush story, but I was, you know, just perusing the news, and I saw that in Louisiana, actually in New Orleans, I think, in Louisiana, a church got a new altar because there was a threesome conducted by the priest and a couple of dominatrices. They were caught in the act by somebody, and so they had to get rid of that altar that was desecrated by the shenanigans of the threesome. And so it's a 37-year-old priest and a 41-year-old adult film actress and a 23-year-old woman. They were all dressed in dominatrix wear with the corsets and all that jazz, probably whips and chains, who knows. You know, just doing freaky things around the altar at the church, in the Catholic Church, St. Peter and Paul.
I'm not surprised, Delia. The most freakiest things happen in church. So I'm not surprised. Did you say it was Catholic?
Catholic church. Yes, it's a Catholic church. So they got rid of the altar. They burned the altar, and now they got a new altar, you know, at that church because they, you know, the priest said, the other priest said that, you know, when something happens, in the church who blessed the altar said that you know, that the altar was desecrated and they had to get rid of it, you know. When church has been used for unholy things and it has been desecrated, we must drive away the evil spirit, and that is what we do today. That's the quote. Because he said the church is a very holy place, but we're talking about Catholic Church, like you said, you know.
Right.
Well, churches in general try to make it about that is a holy place when the church is within you. And when people, you know, this is my opinion. Well, I grew up Catholic, but I do not practice religion. I don't do religion. And, you know, they hold this building in this high regard when the building is actually you. It's your spirit. It's what you carry around. And but it's not just a Catholic church, because in a Baptist church, they're back there.
Right.
Having sex in there. It's just that people have, people just ain't got no morals. And then, you know, you're going to do one thing while you're in front of, in one situation. And then when you walk out the door, you're back to your devilish ways. And in some cases, you and your devilish ways in that building. So it's nothing that's shocking or surprising. It goes on all the time.
Right.
If somebody finally reported.
Well, what I think is, you know, I've had several thoughts on this. One of the things that I was thinking about is, you know, the whole idea of, you know, this man was 37 years old. He's a young priest, you know. And what I was thinking is that the whole idea, you know, that the Catholic Church has of, you know, the priest being celibate and everything, that, you know, that is probably part of the reason why these crazy things are being done by these priests, because they're sexually frustrated, and then, you know, they try to get their rocks off and stuff, but it's not allowed for, you know, for them to have normal sexual relationships, and so they have to hide and do all these crazy things, you know, messing with children and molesting and raping people and all of that, you know, whereas if they had marriage, you know, married priests, like we have married ministers and Baptists and every other, you know, religion just about, you know, then, you know, that might curtail some of this problem. You know, not all of it, because, you know, freaks are going to do what freaks are going to do and deviants are going to do what deviants are going to do. But I don't believe that everybody is just naturally deviant. But I think that, you know, people get pressed in certain ways when they're put in unnatural situations.
Now, how did Jasmine asked, how did they get caught?
Well, somebody, now it's a good thing you asked that, because, well, it was done in the church. And, you know, a lot of Catholic churches, you can walk in and go pray, you know, like, you know, between third hours. I don't know if they ever, you know, you can walk in and go pray whenever you want to walk in and go pray. But, you know, so I was thinking it was something like that, like they was doing their due and somebody came in to pray. But I'm trying to find the quote in here, what the lawyer for the women said, because the lawyer for the women is trying to say that the women are having their names dragged through the mud and all this other stuff. Okay, this is what the lawyer says. It is very regrettable that Ms. Dixon and Ms. Ching are being presented to the world as criminals, when in fact they have done nothing wrong. The fact that this involved a priest or took place in a church is completely irrelevant. The only pertinent question is if it took place in view of the public. Clearly that is not the case. The evidence will show that an individual had to enter through the church's private property and look through a window to see what was taking place. By definition, then, it was not in public view. And so, you know, that's what the lawyer for the women is saying, because the women were arrested on charges of booked on obscenity charges because they were in public view. So it's a dispute about whether it's considered to be in public view or not. But like I just said, you know, Catholic churches are kind of public places. People, you know, just go in and out of there and pray and you know.
Not as much now. Not as much now. They usually lock those churches now.
Yeah.
Because of the sign of the times. It used to be that you can go in almost at any time, but not so much now. So
okay.
you have to, you know, so, and as far as just saying, because their sexual things are, you know, repressed, what about the pastors? You know, it's religion in general. And the moment we start throwing them stones at all the different sections of Episcopalian, Jehovah Witness, whatever.
Right.
It's just man.
I'm never
going to lift a man higher than I do God. I'm sorry.
Well, you're not supposed to. You're absolutely not supposed to.
But so many do. Pastor said this. Priest said that. This, that. And they borrowed it. Are you kidding me? Come on. People start, and this is why you have the issues. You forget how to learn to discern between right and wrong.
Right.
And because this person said that. We do that in everyday life. You know,
but
oh, yeah.
definitely.
Stop.
That's why
they.
Go ahead,
Edward's sister.
But definitely, just as a whole, doesn't even matter what the faith is specifically. That's why the main thing you're supposed
right.
to do is examine yourself.
Exactly.
And definitely anybody who's talking about being a priest or a pastor, minister, whatever, you know, that's where the examining yourself comes in at. Look, do I have the wherewithal with the requirements that I need to meet to be a priest, to be a pastor? And if you know you can't cut the mustard, you shouldn't go there in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, it's
examining yourself all about, and that's for, you know, everybody, you know.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, Rich Sister, I like that you said that before they enter, you know, priesthood or being a minister or whatever, they should examine themselves. Because I had a really interesting conversation recently, and I've had this conversation probably more than once, but with a friend of mine who's married. She's actually married to one of my exes who's a minister. But he wasn't a minister when he and I were going together, but he was receiving his calling. And the thing about it that's kind of interesting is that he and I talked about getting married at the time, you know, when we were together. But that, you know, it didn't happen because he still had a lot of problems, and I ultimately, you know, broke up with him. But anyway, the main point of what she and I was talking about is I was telling her that, you know, I'm glad that she married him because she's a minister's wife. I never wanted to be a minister's wife. I never saw myself as a person who can handle the type of scrutiny and everything that is put upon a minister's wife. I didn't want to have to carry myself a certain way all the time as a minister's
right.
wife. And one of my good friends that I grew up with, she's a minister's wife also. And I'm like, you know, that's good for you because, you know, I'm going to say what I'm going to say, and I'm going to be inappropriate at times, and I just can't be that holy, holy, holy. And I mean, I love the Lord with everything that's in me, but I just know that I'm not cut out to be a minister's wife.
Assuming too big expectations can't really be yourself unless I don't know. It just seemed like a lot of nefarious actions happen in church. I was like you, Gab. I was raised Catholic. I was raised Catholic all the way up to the age of 9. And then when we moved from we lived in Chicago. I was raised, my whole family, we were Catholic until we moved to California, and I became Baptist. And my grandfather was a pastor in New Orleans. So, you know, and he's Christian, but when we moved to California, then we started going to church. My aunt was a pastor, and she was Christian. So we would go to church, my family, we started off all of us Catholic. But every time I've seen or been in church, of course there's some good times, but then I see and hear the evil part of it. So I just read my Bible at home, pray every day, talk to God every day, and go
Amen.
From there.
Amen.
Yeah, you have to have
that's why
a personal relationship with God. And I think if you know, these three people that was involved in this act really had a personal relationship with God, that they would not
have done that type of thing, because even if the church is, if the building, the cathedral or whatever it was, is, you know, it's just a building, but it do represent a lot to other people, you know. And
yeah,
and it's just it's not right. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, if eating meat would harm my brother, then I'm not going to eat meat. And mm-hmm. that's the thing you have to think about. Anybody walk in and see that, or like they say, look through the window and see what all was going on, that's traumatic for them. Mm-hmm. So while you're getting your rocks off, you're not thinking about what type of impact you might have on other people. That you know,
it's probably might a fetish.
Somebody could have been walking by with their child, you know.
But for them, it probably was something that was a fetish or something that, you know how people get in those, I don't know.
Twisted.
There's deviants out there, and they have fantasies. There's fantasies that people really want to live out, and who knows what that was. It could have been, you know, that's why, there's possibly no charges that's going to happen with this at all. If anything, the reputation and possibly removing these people from the church, I would think, but criminal, I don't see anything criminal happening against them.
Well, the women was charged. Well, the women were charged with obscenity, which I don't know why.
Charged with obscenity. I can see that. Yeah, I mm-hmm. can see obscenity.
Well, you know, Louisiana has laws on the books that no other state has in this union,
mm-hmm. Right.
And have. It's always been that way. So don't be surprised if they can't be charged with something, because, like I said, you know, because that's where the other half of my family is from, is Louisiana, and they got laws I ain't never heard of. And it was even a question on jeopardy. You know,
yeah,
what state? You know, and they do. They have, I'm like, what the hell? What do you mean? What's wrong with y'all? But, you know, it's like, and, you know, God forbid, I'm sorry, but the Catholic Church, they're going to just shuffle him around like the priest that they had before, the one that was caught with this act. He was caught with some young boy. They just shuffle him around. You're not dealing with the problem, you know.
Yeah.
And anyway, I can't even talk about it no more, because there's some sick folks, some deviants.
Yeah, it is, you know, I think, you know, my concern a lot of times, you know, like I said earlier, you know, what if somebody had walked in there with their child or something, you know, or you know,
been
looking in the window with the child.
The child would have been traumatized, most likely, if he haven't already seen shit happening like that in their household. But Jasmine asked,
exactly,
what happened to the priest? What happened to the priest? What's happening to him in Catholic school? She said she went to Catholic school for 12 years. So you know, I went to Catholic school all the way up to fourth grade. So, you know, this, a lot of this stuff, though, you'd be surprised. You know, kids, they see a lot at a young age. You know, depending on who their parents is or who their mother or father is, and kids, you know, they're curious. So sometimes, like, and then even just the internet, you can find everything on the damn internet. All they got to do is know how to spell it, or kind of know how to spell it, to search for something, to see a video or see pictures of crazy shit out there.
There's plenty of crazy stuff. That's why I put, when I sent you all that story, that reality is stranger than fiction. Because, you know, not just having sex, but having, you know, dominatrix and corsets and all that stuff, that's some extra level. You know, he wasn't just having sex.
Yeah.
He wasn't just receiving basic services.
Right. Now, I don't know if you guys heard about this, and I was upset when I did hear about it, and it was last week that I heard about it. This man, who toddler dies in hot car after dad refused to let cops break the window. This happened on October 7th,
you
guys. Yes, I heard about it, and I was so upset. I couldn't believe it. I thought it was fake news, but it was not. And this happened in Las Vegas. A Las Vegas man was arrested. He was arrested after he refused to break the window of his new car to save his dying toddler. Sydney Beal, 27 years old, flagged down officers after he left his one-year-old daughter, Saya Deal, in a hot car Monday afternoon with the keys inside, the Las Vegas Sun reported. The officers offered to break the window, call a tow truck, or get a locksmith, but Deal declined and asked to call his brother, police said. Now, why the fuck didn't the police just break the window? You can shoot somebody in the back, but you can't break a window? Even though this dude is telling you not to? Come on now. The officers offered to break the window or call a tow truck or get a locksmith, but the nigga declined. I'm sorry. I get upset and I start cussing and saying these words. These officers, after several minutes, the officers smashed the window. After several minutes, the officers smashed the window. Pulled out the unresponsive girl who died at the scene. The cause of death is pending, but authorities believe she had been trapped in the car for more than an hour. Detective interviewed Bill Brooks, who said he received a call from him saying he accidentally locked Saya in the car, which he claimed had the air conditioning running. Bill's brother told police he was confused by the call and quickly headed to his home. When he got there, the brother immediately wrapped his shirt around his hand and offered to punch out the window. But Deal stopped him and claimed he didn't have enough money to fix a broken window. The outlet reported.
Oh, my God.
He instead dispatched his brother to call their mom to have her insurance company send a locksmith. Deal's girlfriend also told police she called the insurance company for him, but he told her to hang up when he didn't agree with the price quoted for the tow truck. He was booked into Clark County Detention Center on one count of child abuse or neglect, causing substantial bodily harm. The outlet reported he is being held on a $20,000 bond. This is this stupid-ass motherfucker right here. Get down, fuck.
$20,000. I'm looking at the story, and unfortunately, it's one of us, too. I'm like, oh, my God, this man is just, you know, he had no business having a child or a car because he just don't know how to be responsible and you know, and, oh, God, his thought processes don't go far enough. That car, you know, I would have busted the window, you know, the window farthest from the child and got in the car and saved my child, you know, or if I didn't have the strength to do it, I would have got somebody else to do it.
But wait a minute.
No,
what about Clark County? There. What about you're going to give them a $20,000 bond? Yeah, but you waited several minutes, but then you get a $20,000 bond. Are you trying to tell me this child is not worth?
A black child is it? A black child.
I read this story when that
child,
first
his ass
happened,
should be
I have to keep going.
Yeah.
I was the anger. You mess with a child or an animal with me,
my
mind.
All of them.
Yeah. All of them.
That man should not be allowed to reproduce anymore. He should not be allowed to have any more children because he wasted that young life. There's no telling what that little girl was going to be.
It's sad because I believe everyone involved. I think everyone involved, the brother, the mom, everybody, because why are you, because I'm not calling the insurance company. You break that window now or I'm killing you. When you, if anything happened to my daughter, I'm driving when he's calling me. I'm on my way to wherever he's at. But if you do not bust that window right now, I don't care if you say the air conditioner is on or not. You know what I mean? We'll see if we'll go out. We can't because the NMR are on at 8, so we can't. We would have to start early, and 7 is a lot. Maybe we'll increase another day depending on people's schedules. Maybe we'll add another day on on coming on. Jasmine said it should be a 2-hour show, you guys. Okay, so it's 7:45, but yeah, you guys, that is the worst thing that can happen to see our own, you know, where's Black Lives Matter? You know, this, I mean, $20,000, like you said, Gab, his bail should not be near, it should be well over $20,000. So that's insane. And Black Lives don't matter. They don't, not with us or with anyone else. When we don't show value, you show value, a car being way valuable than your daughter, throw the book at his ass. Give him the chair. Gary Finney says she got to get up before 6 a.m. Yeah. I got a lot on my plate right now. But yeah, you guys, that's one of the sickest things that I think could happen. It's just horrible. Here's another story before we got to get out of here. Got 10 minutes. Two Maine police officers who allegedly beat porcupines to death while on duty have been fired. Now, when they beat us, they don't get fired. But they beat some goddamn porcupines.
I saw that.
They get fired.
Mm-hmm.
Porcupine is more valuable than us.
That's a damn.
Yeah, because you know we got to ask the Congress.
Lives matter, huh? PLM, huh?
Okay.
Apparently they do in Maine. Rockland Police Department, following a criminal internal investigation into allegations leveled against Addison Cox, 27, and Michael Rollerson, 30. Were fired after allegedly beating porcupines to death with their batons while on duty. The incident took place in early June, but not reported until late August by another Rockland police officer. So one of their own people told on their ass. But Police Chief Chris Young confirmed the termination of two officers in a statement on Facebook, but would not divulge their identities or details after citing law related to employee discipline. A third officer is on administrative leave for allegedly filming a video of Rollerson killing a porcupine. The Maine Bureau of Warden Services, which oversees law enforcement related to fishery and wildlife, conducted the criminal investigation in the incident. But the I'm just trying to scroll down. So Cox and Rollerson have been charged with misdemeanor aggravated cruelty to animals and night hunting, which are Class C and D crimes in Maine. Rollerson estimated that he killed 8 porcupines. He killed 8 of them. And Cox said he killed maybe 3. Oh, my God. Let me show y'all their pictures so y'all already know.
Serial killers in the making. You know, because they start out by killing
them. There's the dumbasses right there. Porcupine lives matter.
But the difference is the porcupines didn't even have to go out and protest.
Right.
It was all, you know, they didn't have to protest.
They didn't have to march. Killing porcupines, so, you know, it don't take nothing from them to kill us. That's what happens to Black Lives Matter activists. Third major page. A snitch told on him. Oh, okay. Snitch.
Well, you know what? He's been in trouble for the longest. His crooked ass has been in trouble for the longest. He hid behind Black Lives Matter. Because when I was living there, his ass was all into something crooked. You know, I hate when people take something that can be viable and you hide your crooked ass behind it. Do your crooked stuff somewhere else behind something that should be something that should have been positive, because you're going to blame an entire movement rather than the person. And he, sir, asshole, excuse my language, needs everything that needs coming to him, because that ain't the first time his hand's been caught in the cookie jar. I'm sorry, but I'm point blank, and that's how I'm going to be. He needs to pay the piper. One, for insulting the community. Two, for hiding behind it. Three, because his ass is just crooked.
Those are bright.
No, I'm sorry.
What happened to the third officer who was filming the activity? Did he get any charges?
Oh, let me see. The guy that was filming it with his dumbass, he's on administrative leave only. He hasn't been fired. So, but he should definitely be fired.
I've never even seen a porcupine in real life.
He should definitely be fired with along with them, but they should also take, you know, I hope that they, you know, well, the criminal charges, I hope they got to pay some type of restitution or, I mean, damn, you did kill porcupine. You know, they value
beat
them
to death for no reason.
Right. Because that's evil. That's just plain evil. So, you know, it wouldn't take them much to shoot us in the back. Or anything like
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
Last,
you know, they say people who torture and abuse and kill animals, that those are sociopaths, usually end up being mass murderers. That's
right.
One of the
right.
first signs of
I
people that's
that.
Going to end up being mass murderers. So those police officers need to be, you know, held for a long time and undergo a lot of psychiatric scrutiny. They probably should have undergone a lot of psychiatric scrutiny before they was allowed to.
From
be
day one.
Officers.
Right.
Because they stick up.
Exactly.
Yeah, just like Dexter. If you guys ever watched that series, that show Dexter.
Oh, God, yeah, I love Dexter.
Remember Gab, how it started off? He killed, what was it? I can't remember what it was, but it was wildlife. It was something that he killed, and his father, father found it.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
then,
he was brilliant, but he was crazy as hell.
Yeah, and I love me some Dexter, you guys. But he's a sociopath.
Yes,
he couldn't help it. It was an addiction. He could not help. He had to kill. He had to kill, but he did for the good. He killed the people that were being bad, but it was getting too crazy. It was getting too crazy. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Do you remember the first episode?
Remember
the first episode you watched? And you looked and cocked your head like, what the hell did I just watch? This man just killed.
Right.
You know? And he keeps killing. The first time I watched it, but I said, there is something about it that's good. And I'm like, the hell am I watching? But I love
it.
I still love it.
And I couldn't finish it because it started to get too crazy. I was like, I can't do this. Like, people know this man is a murderer.
Right.
Yeah, I can't finish it, Jazz. They know, like, the psychiatrist, his sister, everybody knows this man. But he do it for the good. You can look up the story on Sir Mahor, how it got raided by the FBI. It started slow. Exactly, Jazz. It did. It, because he tried his best to not kill.
He tried to keep the monster in the bag. It kind of like tickled your sense of morals because you wanted the bad person to get what they got or to just get caught.
Right.
But you didn't want him
right.
to kill them either. And you're like, well, what the heck?
Right.
It played with your head. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it did.
This man is sick. What the hell am I watching?
Yeah. All right, you guys, we got 2 minutes. We don't want to get cut off. Get ready ready for Kings in the Morning. I heard they've been cackling a lot on there. I haven't been able to catch up with that show. But I heard it's a lot of cackling continued to go on there. But, you guys, Thursday, make sure you guys are here. I've ordered this trivia. It's called Good Guess. It's going to be a lot of fun, so make sure you show up Thursday, 7 a.m., back here on the JK Network with Queens in the Morning. Thank you guys for tuning in. Have a great day. Stay safe, you guys. And like I said, Ali want to say something, so I don't. He's going to get cut off by his king brother. Let's see what Ali is buffering right now. Go ahead.
If you hear any cackling, it ain't me and the boys. I don't know nothing about it.
It's the roosters. Yeah, but y'all have some hens.
It's a porcupine or a rooster or some shit like that. It ain't Ali. I call the queens. I call the queens, girl.
Okay.
And you late today. Why you late?
What is today's Delia, before we get cut off?
I'm laying down. I didn't look it up. I apologize. I've been having too many headaches lately.
It's porcupine.